From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, Greene County Legislature and Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley is organizing a public forum on November 1st to provide information about the pending Upstate Gaming Act and, ultimately, to decide if Greene County wants a casino. On November 5th, New Yorkers will vote on the Upstate New York Gaming Economic Development Act, which would allow for the construction of four casinos upstate. Anticipating the act will pass, Greene County legislatures have agreed the county should be prepared and proactive. The meeting on November 1st at Anthony's Banquet Hall in Leeds will include Assemblyman Pete Lopez, State Senator Cecilia Kacik, representatives from the New York State Gaming Commission, and bill sponsor Senator John Bonacek of Mount Hope, who once represented Greene County in the state Senate. The Great Northern Catskills Chamber of Commerce will also invite business leaders with a stake in gaming and tourism. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star, nearly 40 protesters demonstrated Tuesday, October 15th outside U.S. Representative Chris Gibson's Kinderhook office to demand an end to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Protesters shredded a symbolic $174,000 check made out to him by American taxpayers. Susan Weber, a MoveOn.org regional organizer, said, quote, "This is Chris Gibson's congressional salary that he's not earning because he's voted to shut our government down," end quote. Gibson and other congressional Republicans have tied the resolution's passage to conditional amendments to the Affordable Care Act. Landra Haber of the Chatham Democrats and a Chatham Town Council candidate said she was disappointed by Gibson's repeated efforts to delay implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Stephanie Valley, a Gibson spokeswoman, said she appreciated that over the last 2 days, leaders from both parties are coming together. She added President Barack Obama and other Democratic leaders have, until recently, refused to negotiate. Read the full story in the Register Star. Public News Service is reporting on the furor caused when New York State Education Commissioner John King Jr. last week walked out of a forum on the Common Core and standardized testing when confronted by angry parents.
Some New York parents and teachers who are upset about new tests in public schools, part of the Common Core curriculum, are even more upset by the Education Commissioner's latest move. Angry parents loudly confronted State Education Commissioner John King Jr. at the first of a series of town hall meetings Thursday in Poughkeepsie. He responded by refusing to attend any more of the meetings sponsored by the State Parent Teacher Association. The PTA's Rick Longhurst says,
"We felt that the town hall meetings provided parents with an opportunity for two-way dialogue, and the commissioner felt otherwise. So we were disappointed that the meetings were canceled."
A spokesperson for the commissioner's office, Tom Dunn, said the forum in Poughkeepsie was not productive and that the disruptions deprived parents of the opportunity to listen, ask questions, and offer comments. Dunn says alternatives are being sought.
"We're going to continue working with the PTA to find an appropriate venue to engage in real productive dialogue with parents about our students and their education."
Carl Korn of NYSET, the state's largest teachers union, says parents and teachers are frustrated.
The overemphasis on testing and the rushed and rocky implementation of the Common Core, which in many cases has put testing in front of instruction, and that's just wrong.
The first of the new state English and math tests on the Common Core last spring came before teachers could teach the curriculum, and the percentage of students receiving proficient grades dropped from between 55% and 65% to just 30%. Longhurst wants to delay the use of the test scores to hold back students or grade teachers.
"So temporarily, at least, to break the link between student test performance and teacher and principal performance evaluation. That's getting in the way of implementing the intent of the instruction."
And NYSET says it wants a 3-year moratorium on using test scores that way. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
In a letter dated Tuesday, October 15th, State Senator Cecilia Kacik urged King to reverse his decision to cancel the series of town hall meetings and invited him to an education forum she is hosting October 22nd. Kacik called the event in Poughkeepsie a teachable moment. Taking a look at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Tonight there is a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 54, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Thursday there will be a chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 70. Thursday night, showers are likely, and it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Friday, there's a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 67, and Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 42. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 63, and Saturday night mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 7:10 a.m., and sunset today was at 6:11 p.m., with the length of the day being 11 hours. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.